Yet, tell me if I go too fast. On the day that Coventry was bombed to a major degree, I was on a searchlight site a few miles, about 15 to 20, outside Coventry. And then, after we had been up all night with the searchlight, looking for planes and keeping on them. Then when dawn came, we were told how badly Coventry had been used. And they said that if anybody's willing to go into Coventry to help in there, they will be pleased. But this is not an order, this is just a request for you to consider. Well, I was with 9 others, and we all went in, got in a truck, we went into Coventry. We were all given different jobs to do. I was given the job of looking after people, in the sense that when they came to find out if their relatives were dead, I looked through all the papers, etc., to find out if they were dead or if they were in hospital or whatever I knew about them, or perhaps I knew nothing about them. It was, as you could imagine, a rather gruesome task, but it was an essential one. And when you did actually find out for someone that their relative was alive and had been taken somewhere just for a rest, it was certainly well worth it. And even when, as on one occasion, someone came and they said they'd heard a rumor that their husband had been killed, and it proved to be false. And that really, for me, was marvelous. And we spent, as long as we could, a few hours in Coventry just doing that. But it was worthwhile. And then, of course, years later, I went back to Coventry Cathedral when the Moravian Church were holding a service there, an anniversary service, and I told something of this story there and then, and it was quite moving for me, and I think it was quite moving for some of the people from Coventry who were in the congregation. So, for those reasons alone, I shall never forget Coventry.